News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Doubt is being cast on the decision to install a new leader at Benton Harbor area schools. Here's Michael Arney with more.
That may have been too soon. South Haven Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Robert Herrera says he has not been offered the CEO job with Benton Harbor area schools. School board on Thursday night voted unanimously to hire him as its new leader. Board President Marletta Seitz had this to say after the vote.
Tonight is an important and transitional milestone for the Benton Harbor area schools that has been years in the making.
However, Herrera says in a statement that we have at WSJM.com, he has not been given assurances yet by the Michigan Departments of Education and Treasury about the legality of the CEO post, and says there are, quote, many factors and components that still need to be addressed, unquote, prior to him even considering taking the job. He has been working with Benton Harbor Schools as a consultant using personal leave time. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
Michigan House Speaker Tom Leonard this week said the elimination of the driver responsibility fees in October is what he considers the biggest accomplishment this year by lawmakers. With that in mind, we asked State Representative Dave Pagel what he felt. The Berrien Springs Republican said one was amending the state's tax code to make sure Michigan residents did not lose out on tax breaks because of the federal tax code overhaul last year. Another is the elimination of the prevailing wage law.
With prevailing wage ending, we're going to have less costs for some of our road projects and school construction projects, anything government related.
That law mandated government construction projects paid workers the going union pay rate for that particular area. Labor unions fought against the measure, which had been slated out to be on the November ballot. It's a call for resignation, and it's being made by a bipartisan group of state lawmakers and other officials toward the interim president at Michigan State University. Here's Jason Scott.
Still no response from MSU's interim president, John Engler, following his claim a Larry Nassar sexual abuse survivor may get a kickback for manipulating other survivors. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is among a list of officials calling for the former governor to step down. An email from April reveals Engler accused Rachel Denhollander, a prominent survivor of Nassar, of likely getting kickbacks from the trial attorneys involved in lawsuits against the East Lansing school. Two state senators, including Republican Rick Jones, also calling for Engler to resign. Jason Scott, the Michigan News Network.
The Berrien County Health Department is putting out word to residents about how they can tell if the water at local beaches is healthy to swim in this summer. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us the department tests 14 beaches each week for E. coli. Lions Park Beach in St. Joe earlier this week came up with elevated levels.
We had a lot of rain last weekend. We had a lot of storms, and it is very normal for there to be a lot of turnover in the water. You know, it's churning when there's kind of the choppy waves. We have the wind and the weather that can cause a lot of things to stir up.
Lions Beach is now back to normal. Conrad says you can stay on top of which beaches are closed at any given time at a Michigan Department of Environmental Quality website called the Michigan Beach Guard. You can just Google Michigan Beach Guard. Two meetings are slated for this summer for Van Buren County Road Commission officials to state their case to voters for why a new millage proposal set to appear on the August ballot should be approved. Road Commission Engineer Manager Larry Hummel tells us they're seeking an additional three mills for 12 years, which would generate about $10.4 million in the first year. Hummel says the money's badly needed after a prolonged period of inadequate state funding.
We went in Michigan through almost a 10-year slump, if you will, in terms of revenues and values. So our MTF revenues kind of went flat from about 2004 through, give or take, 2013-14.
Right now, about 67% of the primary roads in Van Buren County are in poor condition. Hummel says the goal is to fix that. He notes the 2015 road package approved by the legislature only took care of about a third of what was needed.
And in today's dollars, we're looking at just under $119 million worth of improvements need to happen just to bring the average condition to good on that 348 miles of primary road.
That's just in Van Buren County. Hummel says the three mills being sought in August would be unique to the county, but it only amounts to about $15 per property owner per month. And a group of Chickaming Township residents is working to raise enough money to purchase a parcel of land next to Cherry Beach so they can keep it pristine. Cherry Beach Committee co-chair Susan Phelan tells us the group hopes to collect about $1 million for the 3-acre parcel adjacent to Cherry Beach so they can expand the beach?
Cherry Beach is one of those destinations that people who are year-round residents or people that just come up for a week in the summer know about. It's an incredible vista.
Phelan tells us in all the property's current owners seeking $4 million for the land, but Chickaming Township, the Carls Foundation, the Upton Foundation, and the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund would also be chipping in. Phelan notes if the effort to buy the land is successful, the lakeshore reach of Cherry Beach will be doubled.
In all of Chickaming Township, there are 7 miles of lakefront. 2% of the lakefront is public, and this dramatically changes that equation.
The land that the Cherry Beach Committee is raising money to buy could be developed for high-end residential purposes if the committee fails to reach its goal to keep it public. The committee is taking pledges to help its fundraising effort right now. We'll have a link at WSJM.com. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Friday, June 15th. U.S. stocks closed lower on options expirations and concerns over new tariffs on Chinese imports. Energy producers fell on expectations that OPEC would agree to increase output next week. The dollar rose while gold and oil closed lower. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power up 44 cents at $65.06, Express One up $2.22 at $113.88, and J.P. Morgan down 16 cents at $107.87. GE down 21 cents at $13.31, IBM up 21 cents at $145.41, and Microsoft down $1.29 at $100.13. Fifth Third down 17 cents at $30.67. Chemical Financial down 54 cents at $58.10. Stryker down 37 cents at $168.38. And Whirlpool down 344 at $152.03. For the session, the NASDAQ was down 14 points at 7,746. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 2,779. And the Dow was down 84 points at 25,090. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. President Trump is weighing in after a federal judge revoked Paul Manafort's bond and ordered the former Trump campaign chairman to jail. Here's ABC's Arlette Sines.
President Trump says a federal judge's decision to jail former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is, quote, very unfair. The president tweeted, quote, didn't know Manafort was the head of the mob. What about Comey and Crooked Hillary and all of the others? He also called it a, quote, tough sentence, even though Manafort hasn't been convicted of any crimes or sentenced to prison. Manafort is in custody pending trial. Arlette Sines, ABC News, The White House.
President Trump contradicting internal findings by the Justice Department Friday that former FBI Director James Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe was not politically motivated. He says the FBI was biased at the top level and, quote, plotting against my election. The Inspector General report, while damaging to the FBI and to Comey personally, did not find evidence of political bias tainting the email investigation. President Trump's former lawyer had faced a deadline as of today to review material seized from him in FBI raids. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us about a small break.
Federal prosecutors have proposed giving Michael Cohen extra time to review data recently recovered from encrypted apps on his mobile devices. There are, prosecutors said, approximately 731 pages of messages the FBI just recovered, along with 16 pages of reconstructed documents from Cohen's shredding machine. Prosecutors and Cohen's legal team agreed the material could be reviewed to see whether any of it is subject to the attorney-client privilege by June 25th. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Trump administration has hit China with a big tariff on billions of dollars of goods. Here's Kenneth Moten.
President Trump says the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports.
Because we have to, because we've been treated very unfairly.
The president told reporters outside the White House Friday there is no trade wars. China vowed to retaliate. Also with $50 billion in tariffs, a move that rattled financial markets. It all comes after the president was criticized by U.S. allies for slapping tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, Europe, and Japan. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, The White House.
NASA's record-breaking astronaut Peggy Whiston is retiring. The space agency announced her retirement today, her last day on the job. Whiston has spent more time off the planet than any other American, 665 days spanning three space station missions. She was the first woman to command the International Space Station, holding the position twice, and the oldest woman ever to fly in space. She was also the first woman to serve as chief astronaut. The Southern Baptist Convention has finished its annual meeting in Texas. It's 9,000 messengers heading back to their own communities. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan telling us about the agenda.
Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention head home with a proposal from Pastor Wade Burleson of Oklahoma to create a database of accused abusers inside the church.
A lot of pastors make the mistake of saying to a victim of abuse, just forgive the abuser.
The SBC has rejected the idea in the past, saying it would strip away the autonomy of individual churches. Whether a database is built or not, Burleson urges abuse victims.
Get authorities involved. You'll never regret it.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Stephen Hawking has taken his place among Britain's greatest scientists with the burial of his ashes. More now from ABC's Tom Rivers.
He was inspirational, and his voice was known around the world.
I think the human race has no future if it doesn't go into space.
More than 1,000 friends and family attended the memorial.
He was so witty, in spite of everything, all those cards that he'd been dealt. Nobody has made the most of a life than Stephen Hawking.
The service, a celebration of the life of the man, a famous scientist who died this spring at the age of 76. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And the animated Disney Pixar film Incredibles 2 already breaking records. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Suit up. It might get weird.
Not weird at all. An $18.5 million Thursday night debut for Incredibles 2, which more than doubles the previous best Thursday night for an animated movie, 2016's Finding Dory. That means the long-awaited sequel will almost certainly score the best opening weekend ever for an animated film, a record also held by Finding Dory, which earned $135 million in its debut weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.